Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in Sicily, Italy. In 2011, he contracted leukemia, spent an entire year in the hospital, and lost 85 pounds. He says, "It was one of the greatest experiences of my life." In 2013, he was ordained a PIME Father, the PIME Missionaries, Pontifical Institute for Foreign Missionaries, formed in 1850, is a society of apostolic life for missionary priests and brothers who dedicate their lives to missionary activities around the world. His name, Daniel Criscioni. And I'm Jack Crisula, and this is Anything is Possible on 760 WJR. I'm Jack Crisula, this is Anything is Possible, and we're talking to the director of PIME Missionaries, Detroit Mission Center, Father Daniele Criscioni. Father, welcome, an honor to have you.
Hi, Jack. Thank you so much for having me.
Can we start by you leading us in an opening prayer, please?
Absolutely. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, open our hearts and help us to welcome you. Help us to be a sign of your presence, a sign of your love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
All right, let's go back. Your childhood, growing up in Sicily, and your mom and your dad, please.
Oh, wow. So I was born and raised in Sicily, and I'm so proud of being Italian and Sicilian. My parents were great parents. They both passed away a few years ago, and they loved us so much. I have a brother, an older brother, the good one. And he is the good one. And I was really a happy boy.
Still are. What's the biggest thing you learned from mom? And what's the biggest thing you learned from dad?
From my mom, I want to say her faith. She was such a faithful woman. And I will always remember her till the very end. When she was about to die, she couldn't talk anymore. She was stuck on a bed, and I remember she signed herself with the sign of the cross, and that was her last prayer, just a gesture. But boy, in that gesture, there was all her faith, all her love for life and for us and the Lord, definitely.
And your dad?
Oh, my dad was a hard worker. He was the glue of the family. He was really, I want to say, a role model. Quiet man, but not like me. But every time, you know, he spoke, his words were really, you know, powerful. So, yeah.
All right, Sicilians. Every time they speak, their words are very powerful. There's 4.7 million of you. Talk about Sicily and the Sicilian people.
Oh my gosh, Sicilian people. Well, there is one quote that I love a lot, and it's from Plato, the great philosopher. Greek philosopher who actually went to Sicily few times. I mean, it didn't work for him, but he says, Sicilians build like they should live forever, and they eat like they should die tomorrow. And I want to say, those are kind of two of the things that I love the most about Sicily, architecture, because you really have, you know, great Greek temples and cities, Roman ruins. But then, you know, you can go through the century till, you know, the great Norman buildings and, you know, the Barocco. I mean, we got a lot. And food, which is not.
All right. We had Plato as a guest a few years ago. And he gave that quote, but he said there's a third thing about Sicilians. They can't talk without moving their hands.
Yeah.
You can't talk without moving your hands. When you talk to yourself, do you still move your hands?
Of course. I mean, it's like within us. You can't, really. To keep us quiet, really, you need to tie our hands.
All right. We're talking to Father Daniele Criscione, a great priest and a comedian. Father, your vocation. When and how did God tell you, come follow me?
Whoa, that was a process, and I actually had this desire in my heart. I want to say in the beginning was just to help, to make this world a better place, to help humanity. So I found myself, long story short, in Africa, in Zambia, and I was with this sister, a sister of Maria Bambina, which is an Italian order, and they help people with HIV. So I was with her, and she just asked me, do you want to come with me? And I'm like, sure, that's why I'm here. So the pastor dropped us in the middle of nowhere. It was early in the morning, and we walked in the savannah for, I want to say, a couple of hours. And I was wondering, where am I? What am I doing here? And we walked. After 2 hours, we found a huge tree, and she said, let's make a left. And I'm like, oh my goodness. And then we made the left, and we walked an hour and a half. But now it's almost noon, I want to say. The sun is hot. And then we find this little house, which I wouldn't call a house because it was mud. And there was this lady. Her name was Lorica. And we enter this teeny tiny home, and we brought her some medications and some food she could eat without cooking. And sister asked her, is there anything we can do for you? And she said, let's pray together. And we prayed. She wasn't a Christian. But in that very moment, I was very happy. I was so happy. And I realized that, yeah, it looks like you are wasting your time, your energies, your life. But this is what I wanted to do. It sounds crazy, but I wanted to waste my life for the Lord. And we prayed together, and in the end, she looked at us and she said, you know, all my family and villagers abandoned me because I am sick. But I know that if there is a God, it's your God, because you walked and you came here to see me and to be with me.
We're talking to Father Daniele Criscione. He's not wasting his life. He's devoting his life, and he's making a difference for thousands of people. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Rasula. We're with Father Daniele Criscione. Father, you were ordained in 2013. You've said Mass every day, so you've said Mass about 4,500 times. And each time you say, this is my body, this is my blood. What do you think when you say that?
More than what I think, it's, I would say, what I feel while I'm doing that. And it's like my loneliness, I mean, my lowliness. I'm like, so I feel so small. And so it's really the grace of God, and that is transforming that bread and blood into the precious body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I feel like that's the greatest gift we all could receive, and to be a channel of His grace is so powerful. And I feel so humbled, and I don't know, I don't really feel I am enough for that, but it's a miracle, and it's incredible how the Lord transforms our life through His holy body and blood.
You've been a salesman for God for the last 12 plus years, and a great salesman. What's the biggest thing you've learned as a priest these past 12 years?
First of all, that we are not better than anyone else, that we work, the Lord is at work within us and through our own brokenness. That is, I want to say, probably one of the things that I have learned. I always tell myself, do not judge. Be careful, because you don't really know who stands before you, and God only knows, and He wants to use you to reach them, to help them, to make them better persons, better Christians, better people. So, yeah.
All right. Let's go back 2,000 years. There's this guy named Joseph who never speaks in the Bible. He's betrothed, engaged to a 14-year-old. She says, Joseph, honey, I'm with child. I'm pregnant. What should he have done? What would you and I do?
Well, Saint Joseph is definitely a great, great saint, and he was a just. He was a just because he did what the angel told him to do. And this is an interesting perspective, because following actually the Jewish law, he was supposed to report Mary. And, you know, he loved Mary. And Mary's life definitely wasn't, you know, in danger, but he decided in his own heart, he believed, and this is what makes him a great saint. He actually did what the angel told him to do, and he believed that the Lord was at work and that Mary was pure, and he embraced with his own life his own vocation, and he became, the in Latin we say, Redemptoris Custos, the keeper of our Redeemer. And this is a miracle, because really our own Redeemer had a keeper. Wow.
All right, speaking of our Redeemer, God's ways are not our ways. Why was the Son of God born in a manger, in a trough, to a 14-year-old unwed virgin?
Well, definitely God has His own plans, and You know, for what we know, historically, they had to go back to Judea because they lived in Nazareth, right, for the census, right? And it's interesting to read the Gospels. When we read the Gospel of Luke, we see that there was no room for them. We say in the inn in English, but actually in Greek, that word doesn't mean the inn, but it's, I would say, a common room where guests used to stay. But since Mary was in was pregnant, she couldn't be with others. So she ended up being actually in a part of the house where actually, you know, the animals were kept. And that was for two reasons. First, for the Jewish law, because, you know, she was impure, giving birth, there was blood involved, and at the same time, you know, she needed to be, you know, in a reserved area where actually, of course, you need some privacy when you are giving birth. But that's the reason why there was no room for them. It's in Greek, that word is katalima. But that is because, again, she couldn't be with other people because she would have been impure and, you know, she wasn't allowed there.
We just celebrated Christmas. What's the basic message of Christmas, Father?
Oh, I would say with St. John of Damascus that the Word of God became flesh, and he wants to take our own flesh. He wants to become our own flesh. Mm-hmm. And this is a miracle for us. This is the mystery of incarnation. We really have this power when we listen to the Word of God, and the Word of God dwells in our heart, and we embody the Word of God. The Word of God becomes flesh. We have this power to give our own flesh to the Lord and to bring him into this world.
We're talking to Father Daniele Criscioni. When we come back, we're going to go back to 2011. And I'm Jack Crisula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Crisula. We're with Father Daniele Criscioni. If you want to learn more, www.pimeusa.org. PIMEUSA.org. Father, you're 32 years old. Let's go back. 2011. You're 32 years old. What happened?
I was ordained to the diaconate on October the 1st. And 3 weeks later, I felt very bad, and I was diagnosed with leukemia, a very aggressive form of leukemia.
You were given a 17% chance to survive. You had a bone marrow transplant. You lost 85 pounds. You were in the hospital for how long?
Well, from October the 21st till June, the first time, you know, and I was able to go home only twice for 24 hours every time. Yeah, basically after I got my 4 cycles of chemotherapy and before I got the bone marrow transplant.
All right, I quote you. It was one of the greatest experiences of my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Don't get me wrong. I don't wish a leukemia and a bone marrow transplant to anyone. But it was one of the greatest experiences in my life because the Lord gave me the opportunity to get to know myself anew and the Lord in a very different way. And yeah, sometimes the Lord puts us in the corner, and I understand it seems like terrible, but I believe that when we have no way out, that's when we actually face our, you know, problems. And sometimes you really need to be in the corner. And I had the chance to look into my heart, and I realized that I didn't like what I saw. And it was a journey. It was a great journey, because if we are honest, we will see that there are parts in our heart where Jesus is not welcome.
We're talking to Father Daniel Criscioni. If you want to learn more, www.pimeusa.org. Father, you were ordained a PIME missionary priest in 2013. What is a PIME missionary?
We are missionaries, so we are those who actually go to Africa, Asia. We go where actually Jesus is not yet known. And again, my experience with the leukemia taught me that the very first place where we need to go and proclaim that Jesus is the Lord is our own heart. But then, as PIME missionaries, we are just a sign within the church that shows how the Lord wants to reach out to really everyone. And that's actually the beauty of our Catholic faith. That's why we are Catholics, you know. Catholic comes from Greek katholikos. Kataolon means universal, means about every, not just everyone, but everything. Because the Lord is going to really transform each of us and the entire creation.
The PIME Order was started in 1850, so you're 175 years old. There's 500 PIME priests, brothers, and seminarians, 19 countries, and you run a mission center here locally, Farmington Hills. You have 7 employees. Why do we need a missionary here in Southeast Michigan?
Yeah. Our PIME US Mission Center is such a blessing because really my job is definitely to bridge our missionaries and their needs with our friends here in Michigan, but I want to say in the U.S., all around the U.S., because we have friends and supporters, I want to say, at least in over 40 states within the U.S. So, and it's amazing to see how this generous nation can make a difference, not just here, but all around the world.
The headquarters here is 27405 West 10 Mile, Farmington Hills. I quote you again. Whether in Detroit or in a far-off country, being on mission means dying to self and living for Christ. You've surrendered to God. I can't. What do you say to such a person?
Oh, my. I try to do that every day. I try to do that every day, to surrender to God. There is a moment I think that changed my mind, my life, and I want to share this with you. It was the very first time I was able to leave my bed, and I needed to go and take a shower. And I know it sounds like a very simple thing, but to walk into the bathroom was hard. It was like I was climbing, you know, the Alps. But the Lord sent me this angel, a nurse, and from Peru. Oh my gosh, she was amazing. So she came to me, told me, Daniele, it's time to take a shower. And we walked into the bathroom, and I looked at the mirror, and I didn't recognize myself. I was staring at myself, and I couldn't find the feature of my face. And I remember I raised my hand quickly to make sure that the person I was looking at, it was me. And then we walked into the bathroom, and I was a deacon at that time. And for the very first time, I was with a stranger, and I needed to take my clothes off, right? And I needed to surrender. And I found myself naked, not just of my clothes. I was naked before God because I couldn't go anywhere else. Because in that very moment, I really told the Lord, here I am. I felt like Job, where the Lord gave me everything, and it was time for me to give it back to the Lord, everything. And in that very moment, I felt this deep peace where I just said, here I am, Lord. I can go. I can come.
We're talking to Father Daniele Criscioni. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR.
You've been listening to your inspirational fireside chat, Anything Is Possible, for nearly 20 years.
This is Anything Is Possible, and I'm Jack Crisullo.
But what has Jack been up to lately? Search at AIP Speaker Series and find out. Jack has interviewed thousands of historical voices, some of whom have offered him their philosophy of life, like Tom Izzo.
And Tom writes, work hard, persistence always wins out, discipline is the highest form of love. Stay humble.
The great Ernie Harwell.
My aim is to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God.
And the voices of our generation.
I am reassured continuously that His unfathomable love and mercy are the greatest gifts of my life and my constant source of strength, reassurance, and guidance. His Holiness, Pope Francis.
At AIP Speakers Series is the YouTube channel where all of these jewels can be heard, including some of Anything Is Possible's greatest guests.
And we're with Mitch Albom.
The Little Liar is really a book about truth and lies and the price we pay when we lie.
This is Anything Is Possible, and with Tom Watson.
My father loved to play with the pros at the club, developed a very quick friendship with Stan and played some golf with him. And then he would ask me to play golf with him and Stan.
Our guest this week was born with a rare disorder characterized by the absence of arms and legs. His name, Nick Vujicic.
Something that every human being actually deals with, Jack. It's the choice of continuing to believe or giving up.
And recordings of the AIP Speaker Series events at St. John's Resort. Go to YouTube and search at AIP Speaker Series. It's free. And remember,
anything is possible.
Spohom. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible. We're talking to Father Daniele Criscioni. Recently, Pope Leo was asked about the four best movies he's ever seen. And one of them was the 1997 film Life is Beautiful, starring Roberto Benigni. Fabulous movie. You are like a Roberto Benigni. So, Pope Leo, if you're listening, and you need a Sicilian father, priest, a comedian, and a prime priest to be cardinal, call us. We've got your man, Father Daniele Criscioni. All right, cardinal to be. January 2025, you take a mission trip to the Amazon forest in Brazil. Tell us about that experience.
Oh, yeah. As Prime U.S. Mission Center Director, I supervise projects in 19 countries. So I went to the Amazon forest and I flew to Manaus. And then I took a boat for 18 hours and spent the night in Barreirinha. And the day after, Father Uge gave us his own boat for 8 more hours. And then we spent the night in São Pedro, a teeny tiny village in the Amazon forest. And then the day after, we left with Father Gabriel, who lives there, and we went to visit one of his villages, one of his parish. And of course, we were on a canoe. And after, I want to say, 1 hour, the engine broke down. So we found ourselves in the middle of nowhere with alligators and piranhas. And what do you do when actually the engine breaks down? You just grab your flip-flop and you start paddling. So after, I want to say, a couple of hours, again, we were able to get to Ipiranga, which is the name of this tiny village that we were visiting. And then we walked for an hour and a half, and then we finally reached the place where we were staying. And it's amazing because Father Uge is now 83. So he can't go to visit this remote villages anymore because he can't sit on a canoe and walk for hours. So that village didn't see a priest for 5 years. So now Father Gabriel took over. He's in his early 30s, is learning the Sataremawé language and taking over. He's taking care of 45 of these villages that are under his parish. And we support Father Gabriel, providing these people with medications, food, but more than that, I want to say pastoral care, which simply means we love them and we want them to feel loved and really to understand that the Lord cares about them and really gave up his own life to give them life.
We're talking to Father Daniele Criscioni. If you want to learn more, www.pimeusa.org. What's the biggest thing those people in that village taught you, Father?
Oh. I want to say simplicity. Life is very simple and very hard in a village where you have no electricity, you have no running water. Everything is simple and at the same time is tough. Life is hard in the forest. You really need to know the law of the forest. Otherwise, I wouldn't, you know, survive 24 hours by myself. So we need each other, you know? I mean, without them, we couldn't make it. But at the same time, you know, we can make a difference in so many lives because, you know, just a simple $2 antibiotic can save a life. And more than that, though, I do believe that really our mission is to give them eternal life.
Father, the Holy Spirit is very important in your life. If there's a listener that says, the Holy Spirit, Father, isn't even in my life, what do you tell them?
Oh, I would just say, I just would tell him, her, to pray, to find a quiet place and just to pray a simple prayer, just to pray, come Holy Spirit. This is definitely what I would suggest, to invite the Holy Spirit. God loves us. St. Augustine says, the same Lord who created you without asking you a permission won't save you without asking for your permission. So, yeah, God loves you, but you definitely need to welcome Him and His love.
You're a living, shining example of a person that loves each and every one of us. Keep up the great, great work. Please join us next week. Until then, I'm Jack Rasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spohon.